already married my one of my niece, so one of my mother's daughter, my sister's daughter. He married Thornton Martinez.
Yeah. Well, you were born where?
I was born in this parish. I was born out in Lemon Field out there. That's where I was born. I was born in 1890. And from there we moved. When I was 10 years old, I moved to my grandfather's land.
Yeah.
And then from then, well, I moved over here, and I've been over here all my life after that. The rest of my life after that.
Where's your grandfather's land?
My grandfather's place is just about 5 acres from here, 5 or 6 acres from here. We had a place there about 25, 30 acres of land, I guess. About 30 acres of land. Well, on the place where I live, he had another place that was in the swamp, you know, back in the swamp back there. He had, I believe it was a mile long and a half mile wide, and I believe that's what he had, land. Yeah, I mean in the swamp, back there in the swamp. And then, well, from after I came over this place here, well, I've been living here, and then when I work on farms all around, and I used to do a little bit farming too. I raised corn, potatoes, hot potatoes. In those days, people, when I came up, people raised pretty much everything they had. You raised corn, and they had grist mill. You used to grind grist and made your own grist and meal. All you had to buy is flour, but you made cornbread and this kind of thing. In other words, it was mostly stuff that you raised, you know, that you had. People raised hog and killed hogs all during the year when they needed meat. The only time people would buy beef meat would be on a Sunday. Outside of that, people never buy a piece of beef meat. They didn't know what that was. The butcher would pass around on Sunday, you know, sell meat, and that's when they would buy beef meat. Outside of that, you wouldn't eat beef meat. But pork, you had pork all the time. Otherwise, you made your own lard, you salt your own meat, and you raised everything that you had pretty much. You bought very little stuff. Man could take $100 and live a year. Easy. To buy the other stuff, of course, the people didn't live like they live today. Today it takes a whole lot more than that to live. A man can start living with what used to live in those days. Then when I got, after I married, well, then I started working out. So I work on a farm for rice farmers. I work, said, made years for rice farming. And wintertime, I used to make grinding sugar. Where they grind the cane and make sugar. Well, I made grinding that. And afterward, well, in 1934, I went to work for a tractor company. But I always did live here. I went to work for a tractor company in Labadeville. That's about 25, 30 miles from here. And I worked for that company until I retired. I worked for 29 years for that company. Was the Alice Stammer company.